the morning.
It's a new day on 94.9 WSJM. It's the best way to get your day started.
8:11 on the Moody Good Morning Show. And on this Monday morning, August 28th, 2017, it's time for Monday Morning Money Talk with the United Federal Credit Union. And in the house this morning, we have with us from the Niles branch, Lori Owen. Good morning, Lori. Get that volume up a little bit there for you this morning. And also we in the house this morning from YMCA of Southwest Michigan, Vice President of Fund Development and Marketing, Jill Habush. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Pat.
Happy to have you with us this morning. And on the line with us this morning, we have Karen Weimer, who is Superintendent of Brandywine Community Schools. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Pat.
All right. Everybody's online, ready to go. Well, it's time to talk this morning about cat tracks.
Yes, sir. We are hosting our 11th annual Cat Tracks 5K Trail Run and Walk.
Okay.
We are scheduled for Saturday, September 23rd. We are very proud to have United Federal Credit Union as one of our sponsors this year. The annual event is a very cool trail run that crosses the Brandywine Community Schools property. Runs through the swamp. It's just a great outdoor physical activity for families to come and participate in.
Well, Karen, it's a nice opportunity to showcase what you all have down there then, huh?
Oh, wonderful. It's a great opportunity for us. It's a great family event, as Joe was saying. We did move the date of the race this year. It used to be held in August. We moved it to September to hopefully get more participation from our students as well. So it's just a great Brandywine family opportunity.
Okay. And Lori, we're here every week talking about the amazing things that United Federal offers and lends their name to and helps to operate.
Right. We are United Federal Credit Union, and we are supporting fun in Berrien County. And we are your family, we're your friends, we're your community. And it's wonderful that we can get out and support great things like this, the school and the Y are doing.
All right. So will you be running in it? I'm not going to put you on the line. So tell us a little bit about what the funds will do from the fees that will be collected as a part of this, both the sponsorships and those who are paying to be a part of it.
Speaking from Brandywine, with Brandywine, we run a Summer My Way program in partnership with the YMCA. We have offered it, I believe, four summers in a row. It's a wonderful opportunity for our elementary students to get some enrichment programs that they might not normally have access to. And it also helps with raise money for Brandywine's foundation. So we've been able to do some different projects with that as well. So it's definitely a wonderful thing for Brandywine.
All right. Jill, are there still opportunities for businesses that would like to be affiliated with this, or is that pretty well all set up now? And
Oh, no, definitely. We are still taking on any other sponsors that want to help support the event. We do that until probably another week or two.
until showtime.
Until we need to get those shirts printed with everybody's right. Sponsors on them. So yeah. We do still have time for more support to come out and help us with the event.
Okay. And what's the best way for those who would like to actually partake, of the event, be a part of it, and head over to Cat Tracks?
Yes. Registration is open and online. You can go out to runsignup.com and search for the Cat Tracks 5K and register there. Entry fees are $15 per student, $20 per adult.
All right. We always like to allow you the opportunity to brag about some of the folks that are helping to sponsor. And so you might want to go ahead and take a look at some of those other folks that are helping to make this happen.
We've got a lot of sponsors this year already. United Federal Credit Union, of course, is a sponsor. Honor Credit Union is also a sponsor. Chemical Bank, Wolverine, Electrical. And our list goes on and on. We've got several here to thank. Of course, Brandywine Community Schools host. We also want to thank the Lau family property because we do also run on their property around the school as well. So mm-hmm. A big shout out to thank them for their participation. This is the fourth year that the Y has partnered with the event in coordinating the race. And as Karen indicated, we split those proceeds and help out the kids with Summer My Way summer camp.
Well, Lori, United Federal Credit Union is well known in Michigan's Great Southwest for being a part of events like this, lending the traditional time, talent, and treasure to make things happen.
Right, right. I mean, we're involved in many things. Girls on the Run, recently this year, Berrien County Youth Fair, which was a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we were out with that. As Jill mentioned, many things that the Y does, Thanksgiving Day Run will be coming up too. They're getting ready for that. So it's important for United Federal Credit Union to be out supporting, and not only supporting through dollars, but getting our volunteers there, participating and actively working with the community.
All right. Karen, probably should point out why it's called the Cat Tracks 5K Trail Run and Walk.
Oh, because we are the Brandywine Bobcats.
Of course. Absolutely. Well, I understand that, over the course of the years, this has been successful in raising money for a lot of different things. Talk a little bit about what you've done over the past.
One of the items, the big items with our foundation, is it helped to fund our press box, but we've also been able to help different groups that request items for the foundation, and we're solidifying our process with the foundation, making it stronger, and we hope to use these funds for future things.
All righty. So this is the 11th annual?
Yes.
All right. It's the Cat Tracks 5K Trail Run and Walk. It's coming September 23rd, and it's a great opportunity for anybody who wants to get out and enjoy what hopefully will be a beautiful fall day. It's my favorite time of the year, and by that time, there'll probably be some color in the trees and a nice Christmas in the air and ready to go. So, Jill, talk a little bit about the YMCA of Southwest Michigan and your role there.
I am the Vice President of Fund Development and Marketing, Pat. We've gone through a lot of transition this
year. Yes, you have.
I work out of the Niles Buchanan location. However, earlier this year in March, we merged with the Benton Harbor St. Joseph YMCA. So now we are the YMCA of Southwest Michigan. We've got a countywide approach. The race event here is just one of the ways we partner with different communities, with the schools. We've got a lot of different programming that we've been involved with, and it's just an exciting thing with after-school programming, summer camp programming, the health and fitness that we offer to membership in the community, and that wonderful countywide focus now that we have with all of our collaborative partners.
So for those businesses that would like to still be a part and find their way onto the T-shirt as a sponsor, what should they do?
They can reach out and contact me at the Niles Buchanan YMCA at 269-683-1552.
All right. And once again, for those who would like to be a participant in the run and walk?
We would love everyone to come out. And sometimes 5K scares people off. It's not just a run. You can come out and walk it, and it's a great opportunity to get out and, again, enjoy a beautiful fall day. To register, you can go out to runsignup.com, look up the Cat Tracks 5K race, or you can go out to BrandywineBobcats.org to their website. We'll also have the link to the run sign-up website.
All right. And Karen, thanks so much for joining us this morning by way of the phone so that we could get the down low from Brandywine.
Thank you, and thank you so much for promoting our Cat Tracks.
Hey, we're happy to help. Thank you much. All right. And Jill, Lori, say to you, thank you very much for being here and sharing the spotlight with another great organization that United Federal is engaged with and always ready to help out.
Thank you, Pat. My pleasure.
All right. Jill, thank you.
Thank you, Pat.